Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Deborah Grawk. A parliamentary inquiry has recommended a crackdown on online gambling ads. The final report of the probe into online gambling harm says all such advertisements should be phased out within 3 years, starting with a ban during school pickup and drop-off times. Inquiry Chair Peter Murphy says online gambling harm needs to be treated as a public health issue because of the extent to which Australians gamble.
We bet more than any other country in the world. We lose $25 billion per year on gambling in Australia. So this inquiry was about looking at, are our current regulations fit for purpose? Are we doing enough to stop harm before it starts? Given that there are 31 recommendations in this report, I think it's fair to say that the answer is no.
Social Services Minister Amanda Rishworth says the government will consider the recommendations of the inquiry closely. South Australian police have launched a major murder investigation following the death of a toddler in Adelaide. The 17-month-old boy died of head injuries from a suspected assault earlier this month. Detective Inspector Mark McKergan says they're focusing on a 2-day period when the boy was being cared for by family friends.
As with any child murder investigations, they're very complex. So we're not eliminating anybody in relation to the investigation, but we are focusing on events at the Glenelg North address on the Wednesday afternoon while he's in company of the carers. But again, we can't eliminate everyone at this stage. Anyone that's had contact or cared for Ronan are being spoken to.
4 people have died and 3 others are still missing after landslides hit a county in southwest China's Sichuan province. The Chinese Emergency Management Bureau says heavy rainfall caused landslides in townships of Mianzi and Weizhou in Wenchuan County. Officials say more than 900 people affected by the landslides have been relocated and no houses had been damaged. Italy's culture and tourism ministers have vowed to find and punish a tourist who was filmed carving names into the wall of the Colosseum in Rome. The message reading Ivan plus Haley 23 appeared on the Colosseum at a time when Romans already were complaining about hordes of tourists flooding the Eternal City in record numbers this season. Fellow tourist Ryan Lutz says he filmed the incident and posted the video on YouTube and Reddit because he says he was dumbfounded someone would deface such an important monument.
Walking, see this person just blatantly carving his name. And it's, graffiti is one thing, and I've seen people do it elsewhere in my travels here. But this is the Colosseum. This is someplace that I respect quite a bit.
A rare marsupial species has been released onto an island safe haven on the coast of Western Australia. They are the first of 100 brush-tailed mulgaras to be set free on the island. The species will join 8 others, which have been relocated to Dirk Hartog Island in an effort to increase population numbers. Conservationists have been working with traditional owners from WA's Goldfield region as part of the restoration project. Research scientist Dr. Saul Cohen says the project is going well so far.
We've seen the vegetation recovering really, really well. We're seeing mobile sand dunes being consolidated by vegetation. And we're also seeing the numbers of both the native animals that were here before we started reintroducing them starting to increase, but also the animals that we've been reintroducing, it's also doing really, really well. So the island's changed huge amount since I started working on the project.
I'm Deborah Grawk. This is SBS News in Easy English.